The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your hosts. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place," and then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. As we enter today's gospel, we once again find Jesus at a party. I'm sure you have noticed how often Jesus parties. Small, intimate dinner parties with his close friends, meals with tax collectors and sinners, wedding feasts, and today, a Sabbath dinner with the elite of the community. No sinners allowed. But there's a part of this story that our reading leaves out. Just before Jesus goes into the house, he stops to encounter a man with dropsy, an old term for the swelling of soft tissues due to the accumulation of excess water, according to medicinet.com. Even though he's being carefully watched, Jesus challenges the Pharisees and lawyers by asking, "Is it lawful to cure people on the Sabbath or not?" By the time of this fourth Sabbath controversy, as it is known, the group probably learned that they were not going to win this argument. They may end up appearing rather foolish, so they choose not to engage. Jesus, of course, goes about his business of healing the man with dropsy and then enters the house where he starts observing the behavior of the host and all the guests. Turnabout is fair play. The dining space for this festive meal in a wealthy household would most likely have been arranged with many different large sofas. There would be three or four people to a couch, all comfortably, or in my point of view, very uncomfortably, reclining to the left. What seems to be missing at our banquet today is a proper seating chart or place cards. It's a free-for-all. These folks are vying for the best sofa in the house, the one closest to the hosts. Apparently, many more than one is totally overestimating his social status. Many, if not all of them, are exhibiting a shocking lack of wisdom. Now, I can just imagine Jesus standing back, watching this group of very human people. I like to think Jesus is telling the parable as an act of compassion. You all have forgotten your wisdom literature, haven't you? Remember Proverbs 25, 6 to 7? Two small little verses. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great, for it is better to be told, come up here, than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. The proverb Jesus uses in his parable to the guests is part of survival advice given to young men who were going to work in the king's court. They had no wealth, no power, no privilege, so they needed to learn the rules of engagement. By using the proverb in his parable, Jesus reminds the guests that even those in positions of power and authority can benefit from further character development. He reminds them that they can always grow in wisdom. And Jesus also deepens the reflection beyond just the court and the elite. In using the proverb in the parable, Jesus calls on the proverbial tradition as a whole with its strong conviction that all wisdom is rooted in God. I got a real-life lesson pointing to that fact a couple of weeks ago when my husband Chris and I dumped our grown man in San Francisco for his last year of grad school. I started saying we dumped him because that's exactly what we did. More specifically, that's what I did. I threw, and Alex threw, his stuff onto the sidewalk. He schlepped it all upstairs to his room. We hooked up his computer, and it eventually found the Wi-Fi. Thanks be to God. I was nice, and I put on the egg crate and the mattress pad on his bed, and then unceremoniously announced, "Gotta go, Alex." No last luncheon or fancy dinner. No great words of wisdom. Just, "Gotta get Dad home. Have a good semester. I love you. See ya." As the husband is barely hanging on through back spasms that won't end, getting worse by the minute. So we get to the rental car return. Easy peasy, I thought, until the really new reality struck that the husband could not walk. Our return host paid no attention, and it took me a minute to realize the pickle we were in. Eventually, we were offered a wheelchair and made it to SkyTrain, headed for the terminal. But then what? I stopped a woman wheeling another person and asked her for help, for her to call someone. Oh, no, no. I was instructed to go downstairs and ask the clerk for one. So I comply and I run, thanks to my new hip. With my eyes bugging out, I asked for a wheelchair and a luggage cart and was greeted with, "Are you one of our passengers?" "Yes," I replied, "but what difference does that make? I need a wheelchair and a cart. I need to see your driver's license, please." "Why?" "I need a wheelchair and a cart." "I'm trying to help you, ma'am, but I can't do that until I see your ID. "Okay, fine. How about the cart? I see one right there, right behind the counter." "Oh, no, no. You'll have to go outside and pay $6 for one." And so it went, until eventually the wheelchair attendant and I made it back with the cart in tow. I knew for sure that our experience was not what God's wisdom includes. Jesus is forever teaching and preaching on what God's wisdom does look like. He even stated it straight up in Luke 13, just before this chapter. "What is the kingdom of God like, and to what shall I compare it?" This time, as he is addressing his host, Jesus compares the wisdom of God to a banquet, a symbol of God's reign. Every single person, including the court staff, is on the seating chart. There is enough room on the couches for everyone to fit. There is no order according to race, gender, wealth, or power. All are healed of the human tendency towards self-importance, power struggles, arrogance, and false pride. False barriers and erected walls are removed as there is no social pecking order. Of course, the food is delectable and the fine wine never runs out. Now, I'd like to suggest that if Jesus says the kingdom of God and God's reign is a particular way, then we ought to believe that it is actually possible to achieve. But is it also possible that we don't actually want to see God turn the way things are upside down? Perhaps deep down we rather like it the way it is. Perhaps we really don't want to look too closely at the man with dropsy, the man without a wheelchair, or the child behind the wall. We may always have the poor with us, as Jesus reminds us, but the poor do not have to go unfed, unclothed, and homeless. The blind need not go without a guide dog. The crippled and lame need not go without a wheelchair or a walker. An emergency cart should not have a price tag. It is within our power as individuals and as a society to supply the necessities of life for all. It can sound nearly impossible, but as a much loved proverb from the 1600s reminds us, where there's a will, there's a way. God invites us into aligning our wills with God's wisdom to find that way. God's wisdom insists that everyone is invited to the banquet and that it is entirely possible for everyone to be on the seating chart. Amen.
Amen.